It's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Now, Minneapolis has installed what might be the most efficient one-party system outside of communist China. They've elected Democratic Socialists as both their majority and minority leaders. Yeah, you heard me right. Aisha Chugtai will lead the majority, while fellow DSA member Robin Wunsley leads the minority, representing the same political movement. When a moderate council member pointed out this Orwellian absurdity, noting that the two leaders vote identically, the progressive majority simply shrugged. Speaking of fraud masquerading as governance, a whistleblower in Maine tried exposing what he describes as absolute fraud at Gateway Community Services, a nonprofit serving Somalia refugees, that allegedly overbilled Maine taxpayers by $904,000 in just 2 years. And when COVID relief arrived, the real looting began. $2,000 bonuses handed out to staff who'd been employed for 2 weeks and never worked a single shift with clients. The whistleblower's reward for trying to stop the bleeding? Well, he was fired, and the owner took the money and ran for political office back in Somalia. And the University of Illinois will be hosting a Big Ten Trans Research Symposium coming up in March, part of a three-year, $30,000 project to build transgender studies across 18 universities. The stated goal is fighting authoritarian efforts to eradicate trans life, which apparently means any attempt to acknowledge biological reality. The symposium promises to examine how the dominant frame of binary gender is inscribed in the practices of all academic fields. Translation, they're getting paid to argue that math, chemistry, and history are all secretly oppressing people by recognizing that humans come in two sexes and two sexes only. The Wyoming Supreme Court just overruled the state legislature, striking down two pro-life laws and discovering a constitutional right to abortion that somehow escaped everyone's notice until 2026. The 4-1 ruling nullifies both Wyoming's general abortion ban and the nation's first law specifically targeting chemical abortion pills. The court concluded that abortion qualifies as health care under the state constitution, despite the minor detail that its purpose is destroying innocent human life. Finally, a South Korean survey reveals Christianity scores the lowest in public favorability at 34.7 points, trailing Buddhism and Catholicism significantly. Yet Christian believers report the strongest personal impact from their faith. 84% say religion affects their daily lives versus 47% of Buddhists, and 92% credit their faith with helping ethical behavior. Maybe genuine transformation matters a little bit more than popularity contests. Just saying. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you can do at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.